You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Wednesday, June the 28th. I'm Andy Holding, going to be taking a look at a 7-race programme this evening at Nace. The highlights, which comes in the shape of the Oaks trial at 7:50, a listed race for the fillies over a mile and a quarter, and does look a very strong event as well, given that we've got quite a few horses coming in off the back of impressive victories last time out, and I think this might have absolutely a bearing to what happens at the Curragh in another month or so's time. Plenty of other good handicaps as well along the card. That 7:620 looks an absolute humdinger. And we've got some good maiden contests as well to get stuck into. So a good varied card tonight at Nace. The one thing we can say is that the ground is likely to change from the good to yielding in the Racing Post this morning, because there are quite a few showers forecast for the County Kildare area. So do bear that in mind before you're punting this evening. Moving on to the first race then, which comes up at 5:50. It's a 6-furlong maiden for the fillies. And we've got Butterscotch here, who tops the list, quite rightly so as well, off the back of two fairly promising runs. First time out the Curragh behind Gaster, and then she proved upon that position by finishing runner-up when well-backed at Ferry House next time out behind a nice horse of Jim Bolger's called Sometimes a Diamond. The pair of them were nicely cleared. The rest of the time figure was pretty good, and I thought she showed quite a good attitude in defeat on that occasion. The only thing we don't know is, will she handle this really soft ground? With that in mind, it probably pays to just take a look at one or two others just in case the wheels come off. Obviously, Aidan O'Brien's well represented here with Ballet Shoes and Broadway. They also are fillies out of Galileo as well, so do keep an eye on those in the market. And Jim Bolger's had a really good start to his season with his two-year-olds as well. So Dawn Hoofer, who's related to quite a few of his old stablemates, such as Vocal Response and Super Focus, is definitely worth another look in the market as well. But I'll probably stick with Butterscotch because she's got the form, and her experience might just stand her in good stead on this rain-softened ground here this evening.
Race 2.
On to the 6:20 then, and this is a very competitive looking 6-furlong handicap, but my nat runs in this race in the shape of Hatton Cross, who comes here following two really promising efforts so far this season. First of all, a decent second behind Blue Bounty at Cork on ground that probably might have been a little bit on the quick side, was followed by an even better run on the figures next time out, although he was only fifth at Limerick the day by Severus. But we've already seen the form of that race boost the time figure that was achieved by the Adventure winner, because Alan's Pride, who finished second, and indeed the horse that finished last of the 16 runners that day, Guanahara Bay, finished first and second when they revisited the Munster venue next time out. So I'm pretty sure that that form is as good as what it looks on paper. And given that Hatton Cross does go particularly well over tonight's course and distance, had he proved here a couple of years ago, and indeed with an unlucky run 12 months back. Soft ground's not a problem either, and he's nicely drawn right in the middle. There's every reason to believe that Hatton Cross will certainly reward confident each-way support around about the 5-6-1 mark this morning. So he rates the nat vote, or the best bet on the card, in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to race number 3, and unless there's something lurking from the unrace category, I reckon this race looks a straight match between Yulong Jingyu and Conversely. And at the prices, I much prefer Henry de Brobman's filly by Shamadam, who's already run three times. And more importantly, she's run twice on soft or heavy ground. It's likely to change quite significantly here tonight, the conditions. The first of those efforts came when she was an eye-catching six behind Bombasina in a race that has worked out particularly well. And then she chased home the well-ridden and the much better track-advantaged Music Box last time out at the same venue, once again proving that she handles the heavy ground. I do like the way she kept on late on, and given that the win is quite highly regarded from the Aidan O'Brien stable and the time figure is pretty solid, I certainly expect Conversely to give the favourite anyway at least all the trouble that she can counter with here this evening. Not a bad price either, around about 3-1 for Conversely in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to the 720 then, which is a 7 furlong apprentice handicap. Now, the form line here that I'm going to be concentrating on is the race that Severus won on the 17th of June. Now, we get to take a huge look at that form line with Hatton Cross in the 620, and providing he comes through that race, as expected, with flying colours. And I'd certainly expect I Will Excel, who was fourth in that race at the Munster venue, to figure very heavily here in the outcome, because not only has he got that form line under his belt, he also ran really well the time before at Leopardstown in a race which is working out well behind Snoozing Indian and Settle for Red, who dead-heated. Although he didn't quite stay the mile on that occasion, he certainly kept on well enough to suggest that it wasn't a total lost cause. And dropping back down to his ideal conditions here tonight, i.e. 7 furlongs on soft ground, he must have some sort of chance of going very close here. Plus the fact that Anna O'Brien's been booked, and she's already gained valuable association with John Fiennes Charge by riding this horse at the Dublin Value a couple of starts ago. So nicely drawn, with conditions in his favour, I'd certainly expect I Will Excel to hit the frame at the very least. And at 11-2 this morning, he therefore rates a really good each-way bet in race number 4.
Race 5.
On to the big race then of the night, which comes up at 7.50. It's the Nace Oaks trial over a mile and a quarter, which has brought together, as I said at the top of the piece, quite a few very, very interesting and highly promising individuals, all locking horns here from different form lines. Butterflies obviously represents Group 3 form, having finished run-up last time out at Cork. But she's really up against it here against several that have really caught the eye under slightly less exalted company. None more so in my eyes than Bloomfield from the Willie McCreary stable. Now, this yard does really well with its fillies, or certainly has done over the years, and this one looks potentially another one off the production line, because that run at the Courier of the Day was not only visually very impressive on the eye, the time figure was the fastest furlong per furlong time recorded on that particular card, and she was really strong in the finish as well that day. She powered clear late on and did quite a good section as well from the 3 furlong pole, so stamina is definitely not an issue. We know she goes on the ground, and providing she's tactically astute here, then there's a good chance that she can certainly outrun her odds this morning. She's fairly nicely drawn as well. You have to race quite prominently here at Nace on the round track, so I'm expecting a big run from Bloomfield. And the other one I quite like as well at the price is Elusive Duchess. Similarly to my first pick, Bloomfield, she comes here via a win in maiden company last time out, and this was achieved at Listowel. She went off at 33-1 poke, so obviously wasn't clearly very well fancied, but she belied her market weakness with a really scintillating performance, because she powered clear in the latter stages to pull three lengths ahead of the rest of her rivals, and her time sectionals were very good as well from the 4 furlong pile that day compared to the other sprinters on the card. The 6 furlong handicap, for instance, won by Orangey Red, was 1.6 seconds slower than Elusive Duchess's split time. So this filly can clearly operate. She's nicely drawn as well, and with the Adrian Keithley yard now in much better form than they were several months ago, then I'm expecting also this horse to bridge the gap between maiden company and group company. Other favourable mentions go towards Black Ruby and Freema, who come out of a very keenly contested and strong run Fairy House maiden last time out. And indeed, I do think Freema's way overpriced here. I'm not sure how she's double the odds of Jessica Harrington's Charge, because she was definitely closing down her main rival, or an old rival, in the latter stages that day. So 12-1 for Dermot Wells' horse, nicely drawn. And given that she handles the ground, I also see her going well. But I'll stick with the two I originally mentioned, Bloomfield and Elusive Duchess, in what should turn out to be a cracking and informative affair at 7.50.
Race number 6.
On to the 8.20 then, and quite a complex looking affair here. However, I do quite like the chances at a price of Jigsaw from the Aidan O'Brien stable, who amazingly is available back around about the 10-12-1 mark this morning. You actually can get a little bit bigger in places. But I thought she ran quite eye-catchingly well down in Garran the other day behind Modern Approach. That wasn't a bad little maiden. It was running in a decent time figure. And it was also run on soft ground as well, so that should have given a good ground in here. The way she kept on in the latter stages certainly suggests that she's going to be winning races sooner rather than later. Indeed, over probably middle distance trips as well, judged by her pedigree. The form of that race, like I said, looks fairly solid, and this is her first running handicap company off a mark of just 68. So hopefully Jigsaw can certainly do a little bit better than she has done of late and piece it all together in the 8.20.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which comes up at 8.50, which is a mile maiden. Not much to go on here, so I'm going to have to stick with Pocketful of Dreams, who comes out of that Bloomfield race on the 10th of June. Now, Anna O'Brien usually is a fair judge of pace, but I think she'd admit that she went off a little bit too fast. Nine O'Brien's charge last time out in that aforementioned race at the County Kildare venue, so much so that the horse was a spent force with a furlong to run. But there's a good chance dropping back down in distance here on a track which definitely suits front runners. There's every hope that this filly by Invincible Spirit can finally get her just desserts, because she has been running in very good company so far this season. As you can see by our form figures, she ran really well at Lingfield, over a mile and a half behind Hartford Dancer, who didn't run too badly in the Ribblesdale Stakes, finishing a creditable third. So all in all, her form lines certainly suggest she's up to winning a maiden of this nature. Quite clearly, there's a bit of confidence behind Gold Rush this morning, judged by the market's activity. This filly by Frankel represents a stable coming in really good form, and cost a whooping €1.7 million euros as well as a yearling. So certainly got to be justifying at that price tag sooner rather than later. But I'll stick with Pocket Full of Dreams, drawn three, hopefully can make all the running. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can tune in again tomorrow, where we're going to be taking a look at a 7-race flat card from Tipperary. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.